This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Target reported quarterly profits today, the first time it's opened its books since the great data breach of 2013. Best guesses are as many as 70 million people had their personal data compromised between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, as you might expect, earnings were down, way down, off 46%, in fact. And as to the data breach itself, Target says it's cost the company about $60 million, although the retailer was quick to point out that when all is said and done, the $60 million will be more like $17 million, because Target, like more and more companies these days, has something called cyber insurance. Here's Marketplace's David Gura.
This type of coverage is not new.
I was involved in the first policies that were developed back in 1999.
Emily Freeman is a cyber risk specialist for Lockton. That's a global insurance firm. She says demand for these policies is up.
We're getting calls every day from companies that want to buy cyber insurance to protect themselves.
A policy could cover civil penalties and legal fees. Policies also pay for forensic investigations. Scott Goddess is a lawyer with Barnes and Thornburg who focuses on corporate insurance, and he says that after a data breach, there are lots of questions.
Are there people that are in your system? When did they get in there? Are they still in there, and how do we get them out?
It costs a lot to answer those questions. Tyler Moore is a computer science professor at Southern Methodist University. He says cyber insurance can take care of the costs of notifying customers and giving them credit protection.
Just generally needing to clean up the mess that's been created.
But these policies have limits, he says.
The reputational damage to a company following a high-profile breach, for instance, is not typically covered.
Companies don't like to advertise what kind of coverage they have. Today, Target said its insurance helped offset costs, but it did not go into detail. Lockton's Emily Freeman says it's important to remember cyber insurance is meant to be a backstop for companies.
We sit on the shoulders of their best efforts to prevent the event from happening in the first place.
As insurers draft policies, they want to know companies are doing all they can, that they're investing heavily in security. Because after all, when that security fails, it's the insurers who will have to pay. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
In that glorious way that capitalism has, by the way, we should tell you that Target's stock today was up 7%.